Let's go to sport with Warwick Hadfield. What's happening in the cricket?
How's this for openers, Tom? Okay. Aaron Finch and David Warner propelling Australia to a record 10-wicket win. That's what he said, 10-wicket win over India. Look, Tom, Australia has got a lot better at playing and winning on the subcontinent in recent times, but, gee, no one could have predicted the astonishing nature of this win in this one-day international. Look, the Indian team just absolutely bristles with world-class stars, and that's not surprising. It's drawn from the deepest talent pool on the planet. You know, when you go to India, you can just see everywhere you go that they play cricket. On the Maidans, I was in New Delhi and I was watching when they were playing on the steps of a temple. It's just, it's an obsession. And I'm going to say it's a religion, but they've got so many in India. It's greater than so many of their religions. And look, it all began well for Australia last night when Aaron Finch, the captain, won the toss and bowled first. Always the smart thing to do at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai, where the dew comes in pretty heavily. His bowlers made regular incisions into India's batting, including the prize wicket of Virat Kohli for 16. Adam Zampa intercepting a caught and bowled that would have taken his head all the way to the boundary if he hadn't got his hands in between in the first place. Now, they were set 255 to win, and Finch and Warner, they just smashed them. Both got centuries to record, as I said, this first ever 10-wicket win over India in this form of the game. And it was just one of myriad records to fall as the Mumbai crowd got quieter and quieter. And this is the thing in India, to quieten the crowd. So game two in Rajkot is going to be interesting. With 1 billion people expecting better, it's going to be fascinating to watch how India will respond, Tom.
So that was 0 for 258?
0 for 258.
Wow, what a score. All right. In tennis, Ashley Barty eventually prospered in the cleaner air of Adelaide, but all eyes are on Melbourne, where the conditions yesterday were horrific.
The worst air in the world, Tom. Anyway, look, back to Barty. After losing the first set to Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, Barty won the next two. The third, 7-5, making it a bit of a thriller. She did it, she said, playing ugly. She said that's a good sign as far as she's concerned, because it means she's prepared to dig deep, and she progresses to the next round of Adelaide's eponymous international. Not progressing, Ayla Tomljanovic, beaten by Simona Halep. Now, in Melbourne, progress was just being able to breathe, as the worst air in the world made mayhem of the Kooyong Classic and Australian Open qualifying matches. Players like Maria Sharapova, whose match was abandoned at Kooyong, and Eugenie Bouchard were complaining bitterly and justifiably of the conditions. Now, elite athletes watch everything they ingest for nutritional reasons and because of draconian rules about performance-enhancing drugs. Yet here they were, being asked to breathe air that was considered not fit enough for horses. The races in Werribee called off yesterday. Also, football and cricket at our club in Geelong. Training was voluntary last night, and plenty of other sporting activities were impacted. Melbourne's reputation as even the global sporting mecca, is taking a monumental reputational hit, which, if not quickly sorted, is going to become a financial one too, because that will compound all the tragic losses already because of the bushfires. The Australian Open, it brings absolute zillions into an already hard-hit economy. So there's a lot to be put right between now and the start of the Australian Open. Tennis officials were standing by saying they've got all the right things in place, but it's they need a big win to come through Melbourne very, very quickly, Tom.
Yeah, it's very concerning. We'll explore that later on the show. We'll also get more sporting news from you later on the show, Warwick. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you, Tom.
Let's talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, in cricket, David Warner and Aaron Finch were stealing the show in Mumbai, but actually there was a pretty interesting development in a suburban game.
Yeah, look at suburban Hurstville Oval in Sydney. Phoebe Litchfield was confirming her status as the next big thing in the women's game. Tom, she's all of 16, and yesterday she succeeded where others, including Elisa Healy, had failed, scoring 82 not out as New South Wales was forced to recover from 5 for 37 to beat the ACT. This was in that bushfires postponed Women's National Cricket League match we talked about yesterday. Now, Phoebe Litchfield discovered, I think, on a YouTube video playing out in the country somewhere. She's already in the Australian A side, and you'd have to say on that performance yesterday and plenty of others, including in the women's Big Bash, she's not far away from selection in the full side. Now, there was also a T20 men's domestic game on last night, because there always is. And in it, Brisbane, aided by their new recruit, Abraham Benjamin de Villiers, beat Adelaide. And quickly recapping, in Mumbai, Australia absolutely thrashed India in the ODI at Wankhede Stadium by a whopping 10 wickets. None for 258, surpassing 255, Tom.
Warwick, how you keep your eyes on matches from Mumbai to Hurstville, I'll never know. In football, the Aussie Roos are through to the quarterfinals of the Asian Under-23 Championships.
Yeah, and that takes them a step closer to the Olympics. They played a one-all draw with Bahrain overnight to reinforce their place at the top of Group A. They scored their goal in the 34th minute, a delicious combination of Renato Piscopo's arrow straight pass latched onto by Rami Nagerine, who put the onion in the bag. The reply came from the penalty spot just on half-time, but a scoreless second half ensured Australia would go through to the quarterfinals and potentially a place in the Olympics, the top three sides in this tournament qualifying for Tokyo 2020, Tom.
And what's happening in basketball?
Well, the Perth Lynx have been forced to sack their gun American import, Imani McGee Stafford. There was a lot of optimism when the Lynx signed her. She's a standout in the WNBA, particularly in her rookie years. They signed her for this summer's WNBL competition on the strength also of a rich pedigree. Her mother and father were fine basketballers, and she's married into American sporting royalty. Her husband plays in the NFL. But not to put too fine a point guard on it, things just haven't worked out. She didn't play last weekend because she turned up late for the game, and that was after being benched the game before for not trying hard enough. So the Lynx have reached the inevitable decision yesterday, which means they have to win their remaining games to qualify for this year's finals without a Tom.
All right, Warwick Hadfield, thank you so much.
Good on you, Tom.